Om Shanti and good evening. I'll be sharing with you this evening my churning on Baba's Murli of last night on contentment and satisfaction, and also some other avyakt vanis of this tapasya year. But it will be with special reference to the Murli he gave us last night, namely on contentment. Now, Baba said, contentment comes out of a sense of fulfillment. When you have the feeling that you have had some attainments, that you are full, and you are self-sufficient. Sometimes it so happens that you have not attained all what you wanted to attain, but you have a kind of assurance in your mind that you will be able to attain. So you feel that there is a feeling of self-sufficiency. So that kind of contentment. The first kind of contentment which I mentioned was, which comes out of fulfillment, when you already have so much, that you feel that Baba has given me so much, his blessings on me are so much that I feel fulfilled. That is that quality, that kind of contentment. The other is, when you feel that whatever he has given to me and whatever I have attained up to now is at least enough, so that I can build on that basis whatever I want. So that kind of that feeling of assurance in you, that feeling of self-sufficiency, as I was saying. And even if one does not have that, the third kind of contentment comes from another feeling of assurance. For example, when we came here first in touch with this institution and met with Bab Dada for the first time, or listened to his murlis for the first time, after having been convinced that it is Shiv Baba who is giving this knowledge, when Baba in his murlis says, children, I guarantee you a bright future. I will give you my inheritance. So we have not yet attained it, because we are beginners, we are just starters. But since God is giving us this guarantee, this assurance, we say, I am fulfilled, I am contented. Because what I was searching for, what I was looking for, now is assured. So even if I have not made even a little of progress, but I am just starting on the road of making efforts, but still, since I am convinced that it is Baba's knowledge and it is Baba's promise, and it will not go unfulfilled, what God says must be done, whatever the obstacles, nothing can stand in his way. If Baba says, you are my children, I will carry you on the throne of my heart, on my wings. You are my beloved children, I will give you full inheritance, as he was saying last night. Now this promise is not like that of any other human being, who may at a future date say, well, he can't help us because of this reason, that reason or the other reason. Because Baba is Trikaldarshi, and when he says, you are my special children, you are my chosen children, I love you, he means it. And of course it depends upon my faith, how much faith I have. But if I have full faith in him, even if I did not have the full attainments as yet, I feel that contentment. That is reflected on my face, in my eyes, in my talks, because now I know that one who is helping me is perfect, and his promise is certain, sure, to be fulfilled. So Baba says that this comes from a sense of fulfillment. Now, take the reverse of it. Lack of contentment or dissatisfaction. Now, Baba said it comes from the feeling of vacuity, emptiness. When you feel others have so much, you don't have. Or that Baba is asking you for refining your sanskaras, changing your that polluted nature into the original one, which was pure, peaceful, divine, having full qualities, all the divine qualities. And you feel that you don't have that, there is a lot of gulf you have to bridge, you have to cover. Then the dissatisfaction may come out of it, or because of any other reason. But Baba says, in any case, that comes out of a feeling of not having attained, not being fulfilled. Now, I find that dissatisfaction generally comes from four major causes. Let us first of all identify the causes. Because they say, unless you identify the cause, you cannot eradicate your disease. The problem cannot be solved. First of all, you must identify what is the root cause of it. So I find that there are mainly four kinds, and they are the four causes. One, that the self itself becomes the cause. No one else but me. I am the cause of my dissatisfaction, my discontentment. Now what are the reasons? I am counting them, recounting them. But this is one kind. The second is my dissatisfaction with others. I feel they are not kind to me, not giving me love. They are not trying to promote good qualities in me. They don't pay proper attention to me. Or I feel neglected. I feel there is some kind of injustice to me. Or someone is not properly behaving with me. Whatever be the reason. But of course, the self is always involved. Even in this case, I could face this problem if I am satisfied with myself. But we generally say that I am satisfied, but because of the other man's behavior, I am not satisfied, not contented. So this other one is also involved in this special case. And the third one may be because of the special circumstances in which I am placed. There may be adverse circumstances which are not favorable to me, are not helping me on my spiritual path, but are putting obstacles. There are barriers. Every now and then I find that there is something blocking my way. Maybe my health. I want to do service, but I don't have good health. Or maybe other factors. So these, I say, is circumstances. And the fourth is, it has become my habit to grumble, to complain, to be dissatisfied. Even if I have got so much, I don't realize that I got so much. Baba has blessed me with so much. But from my very beginning, because of my past sanskaras, my nature is such that even if I get so much, I am still not satisfied. So this kind of nature, I don't see the positive side of what I have got, but I am looking at the negative side, which I have not got. So I cannot be satisfied. Because what I have not got can be had by making efforts. It will happen in the future. Otherwise, if I have got everything, I would be leaving my body today and going to Paramdham. But that stage has not yet come. But I would be very much worried with that rather than getting satisfaction. Oh, Baba gave me so much. After attaining Baba, there is nothing which is yet left. Baba, you have been so gracious, so kind to me. I feel a sense of fulfillment. Baba, how kind you have been to me. Not that kind of feeling. But always, this person is doing that, the other person blaming others and not looking inside into ours, and this sort of thing. By habit, by nature. Second nature, you may say, because this is not our original nature. So this kind of thing, these are the four factors which generally cause discontentment or dissatisfaction. Now let me make a little bit distinction between satisfaction and contentment, because I have been using almost synonymously up to now. Now, sometimes this so happens, actually both the things come from our feeling. It's a kind of a sense of looking at things. The main thing is your attitude, satisfaction or contentment, whatever the name you give it. But sometimes it so happens that even if you don't have much as you would be expecting, but still you feel according to drama it is okay. Under the circumstances it is alright with me. So you may still have contentment. Even if what you have attained up to now, the contents may not be very much, but the contentment may still be there. And You may still call it satisfaction, I don't know. I am not going into the meaning of the word, but let me make this kind of a subtle distinction between the two. Now, how is it connected with our practice of yoga? Because Baba referred to this particular divine virtue in this special year of tapasya, and he was saying even if you practice 4 hours of meditation or let's say 8 hours, how does it matter if it, you have not been able to satisfy others or if you are not satisfied? He even said this is the greatest treasure of a Brahmin life and so on. So it has deep connection, deep link with our practice of meditation. And since we have embarked on this year of tapasya, we should be very much appreciating that Baba drew our attention to this, and therefore we should concentrate on this. So let's see how it helps our concentration if contentment is there, and how it leads to distraction or to disturbance, that our mind gets scattered, we are unable to concentrate or feel that power, that refreshment, that our battery is being charged, and much more. Then I just give you an example. Sometimes it so happens, a person came to me few days ago. He is a businessman. So he had some problem with his other family members who are not in Gyan. And some arguments, they entered into arguments. And then there was some heat in those arguments. And that brother, who is a newcomer to Gyan, he became angry. He shouted and behaved in a manner which was not yogi-like. And later on, he had a sense of remorse, repentance, sadness, disappointment with himself, feeling that he had done disservice and he had not glorified Baba by his actions, but on the other hand, done the opposite, that he is not a good man, what kind of yogi he is, he was cursing himself. And so, with this dissatisfaction, when in Amrit Vela he tried to practice meditation, he could not concentrate his mind. And that gave him more dissatisfaction. And he felt more sad, more disappointed. The result was that during the whole of the day, he was not able to be a yogi, have a link with Baba. So this dissatisfaction increased. And then he talked to me and said, what to do? I am not able to concentrate my mind. He didn't tell me the whole story, but he said, Jagdish bhai, it is tapasya year and I am not able to control my mind, concentrated, and have that bliss, peace, purity, power from Shiv Baba, and feel that I am really being rewarded by spending my time and energy on this practice of meditation. I am really frustrated. Now, you can see what connection dissatisfaction. Now he was dissatisfied with his own behavior. Of course, the others were also involved. They were not talking to him in polite terms because they were not in Gyan. There must have been some reason so that he entered into arguments with them. But then, the way he reacted to their behavior was not yogi-like. So even if he wants to practice yoga and sits for 4 hours or 8 hours, he is not able to link himself up with Shiv Baba. So what is the result? So these sorts of things happen. I therefore say that we have to be aware of this special virtue. Especially, of course, the Baba has said it's a great trigger, it's a sign of Brahmin life. And he highlighted this among all the other virtues. So you will find that in all systems of meditation, whether it may be Patanjali, who has mentioned his yoga system, in his yamas and niyamas, in his the basic principles for practicing meditation. Besides other things, he has mentioned it as one of the foremost things, contentment. In the Gita, santushta yena kena chit, so on. There are so many verses in the Gita which say a yogi is contented. Without contentment, yoga cannot stay. It is the pillar on which yoga stands. It rests. So this is very important. Now, therefore Baba said that instead of putting the dot to your thoughts, the question in your mind will be what? Baba was saying what, but not dot. So, the questions, the series of questions, a number of questions will begin to arise. Why I did this? Why they were angry with me in the case of the man whose story I just gave you? So many questions will arise, and why it happened like that? Am I not a yogi? Have I not been able to conquer anger? So on and so forth. But if he had put dot at that time, then all these what should not have arisen. And he would have been able to maintain the stability of his mind. So for having stability, it's necessary. When you are not satisfied, you are looking for, you are searching, you are wandering, your mind is wandering to find out new sources of happiness, contentment. And in that sense of dissatisfaction, you are sad, and so many other thoughts come up. So therefore there is leakage of energy, wastage of thoughts. And when your mind is occupied with all these thoughts, how can you think of Shiv Baba and the original nature of the self? In other words, how can we be practicing yoga properly? As Baba was saying, that yoga is vidhi, and you have to attain the siddhi. It is the means. Yoga is the means, is the way. The goal, the attainment is the siddhi. That is the happiness on your face, the feeling of contentment in your life, the smile on your face, and so on. So we are not able to have unless and until we have this. Now, what are generally the problems which are created by the self, and what are the circumstances, and how do the others put the obstacles, and how to overcome them? Now I will be dealing with that. First of all, I will take dissatisfaction with the self. What can be the reasons of dissatisfaction with the self? You know, last night when Baba first put the question, are you all satisfied? Haanji. The reply was Haanji. Yes, we are really satisfied. And then when Baba said, are you satisfied with your purusharth and sanskaras, change of sanskaras? Then no, this reply was not given. So Baba said, why don't you now say Haanji? When, as you said earlier, so one of the reasons of dissatisfaction, which is because of the self, not because of someone else, could be the realization or the feeling that our sanskaras are not changing as they should. Very often Baba says that you must change your sanskaras, you must become a deity, a god or goddess, you must have divine qualities, you must have that golden aged sanskaras, but we have iron aged sanskaras. So when we have this kind of a feeling that others are making good progress, but in our case, suppose we have not been able to conquer a particular vice, or all of them to an extent, but mainly are major one or two, then there may be sense of frustration and disappointment with our own self. And that gives us dissatisfaction because of our sanskaras. So when it is like that, because Baba said there are some miya mittu, some who have sense of complacency, they think that they are satisfied, but actually they have no reason to be satisfied. It is because no progress is taking place in their life. So how come they say that they are satisfied? Outwardly or superficially they may be satisfied, but so far as their progress is concerned, they should feel concerned with it, that they should make progress. So that sense may be there. But if our progress is really not taking place, then how can we be satisfied? The cause is genuine. But still Baba says that you must be satisfied. You must be contented. How to reconcile this contradiction? This self-evident contradiction that I am not really making my progress. My sanskaras are not really changing. And still Baba is saying that you must be contented. Contentment is your greatest treasure of your Brahman life. That you are, he is giving us this title. You are Santusht Mani, the jewels of contentment. Then how can I be a jewel unless I have contentment? Because he says that you are jewels of contentment. So that will not be shining in my forehead. So I am concerned. How is it that I should feel satisfied or contented? It's a big question. Then the second is my sanskaras are changing, no doubt. But not with the speed it should change. Because I am aware that we have been given limitation of time. Within that period of time, I have to make that full progress. Baba said last night that he is giving the full birthright to everyone. He said, am I not giving all the divine virtues or all the knowledge or the blessings to all of you, the full inheritance? Is it that I am giving only one thing to you and another thing to another person? Two virtues to you and two virtues to another person? No. I am giving you all the virtues, so on and so forth. But I feel that within this limitation of time, my progress is very slow. I am satisfied to the extent that I am not that old type of person who was not yet linked to Baba. Now that change has taken place. So I am not an Ajnani soul. I am a Jnani soul. I am a BK. I am observing some Srimata Baba. But the transformation is not satisfactory. Or even if the transformation is taking place, the speed is not satisfactory. So I am not satisfied. This could be the other factor, which of course is a genuine reason for you are not being satisfied. But still Baba says you must be satisfied because otherwise you are losing something. How can that be? Then sometimes it so happens, people say he has made a good progress. You know, he has been in Jnana only for 2 months. But you will find that he is better than people who are here in Jnana, say, for the last 6 years. So from that point of view, I feel I am satisfied, content and more than satisfied. But when I see Dadis and other people, they have attained almost the stage of perfection, whereas I am staying at the lowest rung of the ladder. When I see like this, oh, there is a big gap, you know. Then I become dissatisfied. When compared to that person who has been 6 years in Jnana, I feel that within 6 months I have been able to make 10 times the progress this gentleman has been able to make. But whatever be the case, after all, I have to attain my own stage of perfection, and I am far from it. So then again that despondency comes, descends on my mind. I again feel that disappointment, dejection, that kind of dispiritedness, and then that overtakes me. That contentment becomes the, it vanishes. Then another is that I have so much. I sometimes realize that I have so much, but I feel some kind of inferiority. It's my own mental makeup that even if I have attained so much as compared to others, people are saying you have so much. Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? But I have no confidence in myself. You see, that is the problem. So if I am not able to make any speedy progress, one of the reasons is that I am worried that I am not having this thing, that thing, as the others are having. Comparing not with their final stage or with their stage of attainment, but this is my personality trait which is putting the mental barrier in my other progress. And in the net result, I feel disappointed. This inferiority complex. Then sometimes it may so happen that I may be confused, totally confused, and or partially confused, and I may be stay put, not making any progress. It's not a question of, there are certain situations in life when a person is confused. Is he really making good progress? Is he not making rapid progress? The answers are yes to both of these questions. I am making progress, I am not making progress. So, am I really making progress or not making progress? What is the final answer? There is no final answer, I am confused. You see. So that sort of confusion, again, is something which gives me dissatisfaction. People say you are satisfied. Last night when Baba was asking, you are satisfied? Some were neither shaking their heads, nor their hands, raising their hands. Perhaps they were in a state of that perplexity or confusion. I don't know. You see. Because there is no clarity in our mind that yes, we are really making progress. We have already traveled a lot on this path of progress. And why not? We should have that enthusiasm. Certainly we are going to reach our goal. There is nothing which can hold us from it. That kind of feeling is not there. But I feel confused. Like, you know, in the Gita they say Arjuna, just at the start of the battle was confused. And therefore he put down his bow and arrows. And saying, I will not fight. That's state of mind. So these are the causes which arise from the self. Now the second one I was mentioning was which are because of others. May not necessarily be because of others, But that is how generally people put it, like, they say it is because of the other person, you know. That also is a part of our habit, but sometimes it is a genuine cause. Now, why I say this? Because Baba very much emphasized that you should make others also satisfied with you. In very many Murlis, Baba has said you have to obtain 3 certificates. This university, because generally people ask us what are the diplomas or certificates or degrees which your university gives. So Baba has been mentioning that you have all to get 3 certificates. One is that are you satisfied with the self? The other is, are others satisfied with you? The third is Baba satisfied with you? So these are the 3 degrees for all our study till the end of our life. We have to obtain. I don't know when we obtain, we will have already left this body, you know. So maybe that in Suksham Vatan, in subtle world, Baba tells us, gentlemen, you have been able to have these 3 degrees. Because until then we will be making struggle. But we have to have this, as Baba was saying last night also. Now, what happens is, suppose you are making progress, doing good service, people say you are a very active person in this institution, you are making good progress, you are observing Shrimad, you are a good student, and also cooperating in godly service, you have so many qualities. Now, another person is jealous of you. Because that sanskara of jealousy, he has not been able to eliminate. He has been able to have some kind of transformation in his life. But when he sees sisters and brothers adoring you, praising you, he feels that somebody is not addressing him at that moment, but he feels that he is being compared. Because when this man is being praised in respect to some other people, as compared to some other, so he puts himself into those others and thinks that this man is being praised. So there may be jealousy on the part of the other person, not necessarily for this reason, but for many other reasons. And so that person is not satisfied with you. And you will say, what can I do? I try to satisfy this brother or this sister, but because of jealousy, they are not satisfied. So how Baba says that you must satisfy them, but still it is because of their jealousy. Of course, jealousy may be there, but still you have to satisfy. How you can do it? Baba has given the formula. Then another may be that the other person is greedy. There are some people who want to have everything in their hands. All the powers, all the means, all the other things. So you feel that you don't have anything with you. What can you do? You feel that you have been left in the lurch. No one is making use of your abilities or of your time, energy. And it is because the other person is more greedy. Now, in the worldly life, in a jnani life, a person may be greedy because lust for money, because of lust for money or some other thing. But when a person comes in jnana and he has not been able to eliminate this sanskar, he may be greedy here in the service in a different form. The greed may take another form. So this person feels dissatisfied because the others are not using him for Baba's service, for glorifying Baba, for making him also one of the instruments, for giving him a feeling of participation or involvement. So this dissatisfaction comes because of certain other people. He is in a group. If he does something alone, people will say, who gave you this Shrimad? Why you do it? Who told you to do it? Then again, he is disappointed. And if the others are taking his help, then again he may feel disappointed, or there may be other reasons. So it may be because of greed of others. Another one may be the ego. You come across certain people who are very egoistic, they have lot of pride. So they expect too much from you. Not only there are some people who are too demanding, but there are people who demand specially in respect of regard and respect. They think all others are their servants and they are the boss of the whole world. So they are dominant type of people, and when you come in contact with them, they think that you are just their aides, so to say, and that they are your chiefs. So you have some kind of a resentment to these kind of people. You want to help them. You want to be humble, have humility in you, and to cooperate with them, and so on. But then you feel that this person is so egoistic, as if he thinks we are his slaves. as if he has purchased us, put us into his pocket. What do they mean? So then again there may be a sense of dissatisfaction or sense of contentment with that particular person, that individual who has got this kind of a personality trait. Another one may be that you are an administrator. You have an office job in which you come in contact with other people. So you have to organize certain things. You have to get work from others. And there are some people who are lazy. They don't work. So you don't know what to do with them. They are moving just at ants' pace and you don't know what to do with this, whether they are human beings or ants really. So then there may be a sense of, because you can't throw them out, you have to bear with them. But how long you are going to bear with them? It's a problem. And sometimes you feel disappointed. And you have that kind of feeling of frustration or discontentment, maybe, which is reflected on your face or in your behavior. Then some people are aggressive in their very nature, very pushing. They try to push you aside and go ahead. They just ride roughshod over your feelings and try to achieve a goal, leaving you behind, because that is where their very nature. And you may be feeling that this person is trying to browbeat you, and how come that this man is behaving with me though shabbily? So this kind of feeling may again lead you that you have come across with persons who don't cooperate with you, and there is no teamwork, no feeling of friendship. And every time it seems a kind of a cutthroat competition, as if we are in a hard race, you see, and always pushing and pulling. This kind of feeling gives you sometimes, oh, what kind of friends or sisters and brothers or society or whatever I had. And sometimes it so happens that when you work and work sincerely, honestly, painstakingly, hard work you do, in adoration of Baba, glorifying Baba, for love of Baba, and you feel that others are being praised, adored, given recognition, appreciation, but you are totally being neglected. If it were not given to others, you wouldn't mind it, because you did it for the love of Baba. But others are being given, while you are being totally neglected. They are in limelight, where you are put aside. So then again, you may say, what kind of world it is? Even in Gyan, even in knowledge, there are some sisters and brothers, some people who do this kind of certain thing. It's a behavior which is reprehensible, which you may not like, maybe in bad taste. So then again, that may give you a feeling of frustration or disappointment or dissatisfaction. So this is what may come from others. Now when it comes, what are the signs and symptoms? If whenever we have these signs and symptoms, let us understand that we have, at least to an extent, even to a small extent, dissatisfaction or discontentment. One is that there will be a feeling of sadness, sad feeling. Because when you have plenty of things, when you have full sense of fulfillment, you are happy, you are intoxicated. So the reverse of it, you will be sad. When you feel that you have not been rewarded or recognized or appreciated, or you have not been able to get something, attain success or so on, then it may like that, may be like this. Then you will be struggling, searching. It will not be that you will feel stable, but looking here and there, trying to find out something, as if there is something which is missing. You are trying to discover it. Then you would be wanting, because there is emptiness. You will be asking this person, that person, or the other person what to do, how to overcome this problem. And a sort of begging, Baba, give me help. Seniors, give us help. Give us love. Asking others to give us, because we are not fulfilled. So there may be complaining about this person, that person, to others, to seniors. This one is not behaving properly with me. That person is neglecting me. This person is doing injustice to me. And that I did this work, but I was not given recognition, so on. So there may be complaining of a sort, grumbling, fretting and fuming sometimes, and some kind of irritability, so that you easily get tense, and from your speech, one can notice that you are not satisfied with your life, lifestyle, way of life, and your means of practice, as Baba says, your efforts. Now, this is some kind of a diagnosis which I have given about that, which very much we are all of us very much aware, but I have just tried to focus the attention on them, because later on we will be dealing as to how to solve these. So therefore I recounted them. It's not that you did not know anything about it, but because now we will be coming to solutions later. But Baba gave us formula. He said, in order to make others happy, to give others contentment, to give them a feeling of satisfaction, what you should do is be powerful in mind, knowledgeful in talks, and loveful in relationships. It's really wonderful. These three statement formula, be powerful in mind, it's really a quotable quote, be powerful in mind, and be knowledgeable in your conversation and talk, and be loveful in your relationships. It's really, it works wonders, miraculous. But the question is how to be powerful in mind. This question, you see, asks for certain clarifications. Because at that time when we are dissatisfied, actually what we have done is we have lost the power. So how to have the power? If we had the power, the discontentment would not enter our mind first of all. But it has entered because we did not have the power. And then, what kind of knowledge Baba is talking of when he says you must be knowledgeful in your talks? There is so much of knowledge. What knowledge in particular in our talks? Are we to talk about that Trimurti and the world wheel or the Kalpatri or the eight powers or other things? What kind of knowledge in our talks so far as we want to build good, happy relations? And thirdly, loveful. How can we be loveful to people who are unjust to us, who exploit us, who use us for their own selfish motives, and who neglect us, who do not recognize what hard work we have done, so on and so forth? Is it natural and possible or easy that our response towards them should be of love? You see, as Baba was saying, sada santusht. Are you always contented? I am contented at the moment. But when I find that this man behaves very differently, then my contentment is gone. So my contentment is there, but not always. And Baba was saying that you should be always contented. Sada santusht. This word, this adjective sada, always, he used with contentment. Not contentment today, on Mondays you are contented, on Tuesdays you are discontented. Not like that. Always contented. Like Heisenberg's theory that particles behave as waves on certain days and then they behave as particles on certain other days of the week. Contentment has not to be like that. Now, I will be just first of all clarifying these three of Baba and dealing in general rather than in particular with every factor which was the cause of dissatisfaction of self or because of the circumstances or because of the others. I will not be taking one by one because of the shortage of time. But first of all, I will deal with the general factors. The first is to have faith. They say faith can move mountains. I think the first tragedy is when we lose faith. Faith in what? Because when you say faith, always the question is faith in what? People have faith in some scripture or some preceptor or some precept or some doctrinaire. So here in this case, what do I mean by faith? Faith, they say, is power, no doubt. And so much is the power that it moves mountains. And Baba said, Nishchay Atma Vijayati. One who has faith, he conquers, he wins. And Baba said last night also, Nishchay and Nischint. If you have Nishchay, if you have faith, then you don't have worry. There is no feeling of insecurity. And then there is no disappointment. And then you have been able to concentrate your mind. And then you have yoga. And then contentment automatically comes. This is the dialectic. This is how the whole thing takes place. One precedent leads to another antecedent. These are the cause and effect relationship between one thing and the other. But faith in what? First is the faith in Shiv Baba. That Baba has promised me. Baba has said you are one of the chosen few. You are a very special soul. I bless you. He has adopted me as his child. He calls me as a Brahma Kumar or a Brahma Kumari. I am a newly born child of his. And by law, by divine law, he is bound to give me his inheritance. It cannot be that I will be deprived of it. So 100% faith in this. I may be weak. I may have bad sanskaras. I may not be able to make good progress. Like parents have some weak children. But they give full property to their children. Because they have love for even for weaker children. After all, this child is a child. So, specially a merciful father, a compassionate father, a very loving father, how can he deprive me? So the very power should come from, the first thing is, I have the complete faith in Shiv Baba. I may not have anything at this point of start, in the beginning, but rest assured, I should talk to myself, rest assured, Baba is going to give you. He is almighty. I may be a weakling, but he is going to help me, because he has that power. So, if Almighty is with me, what can bar my way? What can stop my progress? Nothing at all. So, other problems start when first of all this faith weakens. Or, if it does not weaken, it is not in the ambit of my consciousness, my awareness. At that time, you see, things become useful to you when you become aware of it. If you have a pistol in your almirah, and someone, a robber enters your house, and you totally out of fear forget that you have a pistol. So what is that pistol worth? What is the use? It was to be used on a particular occasion. And at that time it totally slipped from your memory because you are becoming nervous. So what is its value? So the first thing is that it should be in your awareness, your consciousness. I am a child of Baba. So when we practice meditation, again and again I say to myself, not only that I am a soul, I am a point of light, or I am a shining star, but I am a child of Shiv Baba. And I tell you, if we just really think upon the meaning of this, its implications, what does it mean? That yoga can be really intoxicating. It will not take any time to concentrate my mind. If when I meditate, I think I am a child of Shiv Baba. It's not a small thing. Just try to find out what implications it has. Whose child you are? Really, do you believe that you are Shiv Baba's child? If we do, Shiv Baba, who is knowledgeful, peaceful, blissful, who knows the past, the present and the future, who brought me here, I am on his invitation. He has given me this knowledge, this birth. So, certainly, assuredly, I will attain that bright future. From the very moment I was born, and the very moment he said, you are my child, or I said, oh Baba, that you are my father, there was a sign of a covenant, a kind of a contract, a kind of an understanding between him and me, that now I am one of the claimants of his inheritance. He cannot go out of that covenant. You know? So if this assurance, this faith is there, then it gives power. As I was saying that your sankalpa, your mind should be powerful. So how can it be powerful unless and until it is faithful? Faithful has two meanings. One is obedient to Baba and the other is having full faith in Baba. At the present moment I am talking of having full faith in him, in his words, in his statements, in whatever he says, in the promises he makes to us. And the second is the faith in the knowledge. Sometimes it so happens if there is less faith in the knowledge. Why I am not making progress? Why my sanskaras are not changing? Why the speed of my progress is slow? So many questions I put because I said these are the factors which cause discontentment and these are related to the self. It is because that sometimes I may have less faith. Either in the time left until the destruction or in what Baba has been saying. Or certain other things. So if I have full faith, then naturally I will have full inheritance. My full inheritance, let me remember, or let me remind myself, depends in the first instance on my full faith. If I have no full faith, I cannot have full inheritance. So that is the first. And then, the faith in the self. Since Baba has put faith in me, Baba says, you are my child, you are lucky child, beloved child, lucky star, so on and so forth. He has been showing so many things. And if that be the case, then if I don't have faith in myself, it would be wrong on my part to do that. So the other one is that if I want to be free from that feeling of inferiority or no confidence in self, if someone who knows me better than I myself do, because at the most what I do is my conscious mind. I don't fully know my subconscious or unconscious mind. What I know is only my present, that only brief phase of my present. And he knows my past and my future also, full past and full future. So he knows me better than I do. I did not know even my real identity, that I am a soul, I am not this body. It was he who told me. So when he knows this, being knowledgeful, being perfect truth, then if he has faith in me, what is the reason that I should not have faith in myself? I should try to reason out with me. How is it that I don't have faith in myself when Baba has faith in me and he knows me better than I myself do? So then that will give me firm faith in myself. Baba says you do it. Baba says you take the chance and you will become the chancellor. So if I take the chance, I do daily take the chance of doing classes, I daily take the chance of doing service, so on and so forth, whatever chance he gives me, I will certainly become the chancellor because he has said this and he has faith in me. So that sort of thing, the faith should be there. Now, one thing I missed when I was giving you what factors relating to the self cause discontent and what factors concerning others, in which others are involved, cause discontent. I did not mention the circumstances. So let me first of all complete those and now tell you about the circumstances. What are these? Because we have to deal with the solutions to them also. There may be circumstances beyond your control, and you may say there is the genuine reason for discontent because I have no hold on them. One may be the health. Because of ill health, you want to do lot of service, you want to come to the class, or you want to have so many other things, but you are not able to have because of the ill health. So this may be one of the circumstances, adverse circumstances. The other may be the age. A person may be old, and because of infirmity or lack of energy, may not be able to do as much, and may think that, how is it that Baba has come in the Sangam Yuga when I don't have that youth, energetic period of my life, so that I could do much more as I would like to. The other could be the monetary status. If I had lot of money, I would open centers, I would have museums, I would have conferences, publish literature, do this, that or the other thing. So maybe I am a poor person or a mediocre person so far as my monetary status is concerned. So it is how I am placed in the scheme of things. It's beyond my control. Then my family members, in some cases, they have the help, the cooperation of the family members. In the case of others, they are always putting obstacles in their way, criticizing them, passing comments on them, not helping them. Then there may be certain professionals' ups and downs. A person may be a businessman and he may have some losses in business. There is Gulf War, he may have to recover money from some people in Iraq. And with the Saddam Hussein having gone, he may not be able to recover that money. So maybe that he feels sad because of this. There may be some other events instead of recounting them all. Now these are some things which are cause about trouble. Now when Baba says that you should be knowledgeful and powerful and loveful. Now I found from my study of these Murlis which Baba has given in this Avyakt year, this Tapasya year, that there are mainly 16 powers. Baba has mentioned 8 powers, but Baba has also been saying that besides these 8 powers, there are other powers, many other powers, and you should have those powers. Actually, it has been said that knowledge also is power. Knowledge is might. Knowledge is light, but knowledge is also might. So, what are those 16 powers which enabled us to make our mind powerful, and they also make us knowledgeful, so that as the result of these two, we can naturally become loveful in the face of the adverse circumstances or the adverse behavior of others. Now, I'll be taking up those 16. We don't have that much of time, but as many as I can take. Now, these 16 are actually known to all of us, and we apply these, we use these in our day-to-day action. Every day, in fact every moment, we are using one or the other powers in our worldly doings. But in this case, we have to use them in the spiritual sense. Baba has been saying that your actions should be good. Our future depends upon our actions. Our peace of mind, our happiness, all depend upon our actions. Now, actions actually require 16 kinds of powers. Or they are of 16 kinds, you can say. Actions themselves are of 16 kinds. And therefore, we have to know what to use, which action to use when. When we don't use them on proper moments, then only we are not able to attain that success. Now, I will take up some of them. One is to stop. The other is to start. These are two. Either you start your car or you stop your car. If you stop it when you have to start, or when you start it when you have to stop, then you are not a good driver. Similarly, in your life, you require these powers. Either to stop your thoughts, Baba has been saying that you must not be impulsive, you must stop your negative thoughts. Now, he will tell you, if you just go through the Murlis and make a list, there are certain things which he asks us to stop. There are other things which he asks us to start. And these abilities all of us have, to start and to stop. Now, as in other actions, worldly actions, similarly in spiritual actions we have to know what to stop and what to start. Now, if we know this, then we have that kind of ability, that kind of power over our sense organs and also over our actions and our thoughts, whereby we can march from success to success and can have satisfaction and content. So, take first of all that rokna, that is to stop. As Baba says, put dot, put full stop. So, as I was saying, Baba says, stop your negative thoughts. Stop, secondly he says, stop leakage. In some of the Murlis he has been saying it in another way. Stop all the leakages. Stop the wastages. So, you will find so many stops. You have to find out as to what kind of thing he wants us to stop. The play of the old sanskaras, our impulsive nature, these things have to stop, no more. And in one of the Murlis, I quote his words, he said, Samapti hi sampurnata ka nishana hai, nishani hai. This stoppage is the sign of perfection. When sex lust, anger, greed, attachment have totally stopped attacking your mind, or emerging in your mind, invading your mind, that is the stage of your perfection. When you have completely stopped your leakages, your wastages, that is the sign of your perfection. So, he has given so much importance to this power of stopping, that he has equated it with your perfection, or given it as a sign of perfection. So, this power we have to obtain. It should not take time. He says, you are now thinking of, say, any worldly matter. But you should have the power to stop that thought at once and think of Shiv Baba immediately. So, stopping a particular thought, a particular sanskara, or a particular action, so efficiently, so instantly, and so skillfully, so ably, that you have mastery over it. This kind of thing. It is called the inhibitory power. All of us have the two kinds of power, inhibitory and facilitatory. One is to do, the other is not to do, to stop. So all religion, all spirituality, all ethics, all philosophy is, it all round, moves round two things, to do and not to do. What you have to do, what you have not to do. This is all ethics about. So Baba has been telling us what you have not to do, and we have to develop that power of stopping. Putting full stop or comma or semicolon, wherever is necessary, whichever. Then the second one I was saying is, this one is rokna. In Hindi we call it rokna. And this one, the second one is moving. To start, to move. Every action must be either in the form of stopping or in the form of starting. So the other form of action is starting or moving or letting go. Sometimes it so happens you don't move, you don't start, but you let go. This let go is also in Hindi is called chalana. Chalna and chalana. To let go, to start, to move. This is the second. Now in this case he says, start positive thinking. Now what to start? Start yourself on the journey of remembrance, pilgrimage of remembrance. Yaad ki yatra par chalo. He says now, start your journey on the pilgrimage of remembrance. This you have to start. You have always to be on move. You have not to be at one place, moving towards Paramdham. Then he says, you must churn, you must start the churning. Not that you have to stop the churning, but must start the churning. Because when you have this Sudarshan Chakra, this moving, then Maya will be finished. This you must rotate this discus of knowledge. Then not only move or to start, but to increase its speed. That is what is called the fast Purushartha, fast efforts. Fast efforts is movement at a rapid pace. Last so fast also comes under this. So you have the power, and he has been saying not only moving fast, but udna. Not only to move or walk, the movement should be such that you begin to fly. Because there are certain obstacles which you can't cross by walking over them, but by flying over them. So he says that your movement should be so fast that you should be able to fly like angels over them. So udna, not only chalna, not only moving or starting, because the aeroplane first of all begins to move, then it runs fastly, then it begins to fly. And when it begins to fly, that is the real Purushartha, the fast effort, as Baba says. This we have to do. So this is the second one. And then when I was saying chalana, to let go means sometimes you have to let, to give rope to others. Because if you just try to pull things, just to be always be mindful of certain things, sometimes you have to let them go, you have to give them rope. Then only you feel light. If you all the time feel concerned about everything, you try to dictate others or ask them to do this and not to do that, and if they don't do that, you just watch them and so on, and you complain to others that they are not doing this, all these sorts of things. If you don't let them, you know, sometimes you have to let them, because such is their nature, what can you do? So why you feel disturbed? Sometimes you have to adopt this kind of attitude, because others are like this. They are, in the drama, their part is like this. What can you do? If you just worry because others are behaving in a different way and you don't let it go, then it becomes a burden on your mind. Then you can't fly. So you have to let it go also. So these are two which I mentioned. The to stop and to start. There are 14 others. I mentioned two. Since the time is now, I am coming to close. Om Shanti.